We're going to go straight to the word of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to look at John chapter 14, if you'd like to stand for the reading. John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The way, the truth, and the life. Lord, we ask that you touch each and every one of our minds. Open our minds and our hearts to understanding this morning. Give us a desire to live for you above all else. Make us willing servants, O Lord. Guide and keep each word in Jesus' name. Amen. Before you're seated, bump your neighbor and say, the truth. The truth. The truth. And you may be seated. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. And he is the expression. Without a doubt, the man Christ Jesus provides for us as much as we need to know and can know about God. John 1 and 18 tells us, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. He hath declared him. He is God. Who is in the bosom, in the intimate presence. He is in the presence. He's not only in the presence, he is the presence. He has revealed him and brought him out where he can be seen and we can understand who he is. He has interpreted him and he has made him known. Jesus is God. He is God. In America, you can say Jesus is God or God is great or praise ye the Lord, and we'll clap here or there. We'll wave here or there. You say that in Europe or overseas, and you have to have bells and loudspeakers to get the people to stop screaming and worshiping God. They are so hungry and desperate and destitute for God. Jesus is God. Jesus is both God and man, knowing intimately our experience and our needs. He is our path. He is our bridge. He is our transport, not just as an example or a road sign. He is our guide and he has dependable directions. Has anybody here ever used a Garmin GPS or maybe a TomTom? Or maybe your iPhone or Android phone for directions. I in Lafayette, Louisiana, I get lost there a lot, but I have trusted my GPS to get to Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel was 1.3 miles away. I knew how to get there, but I just wanted to see. And this little lady came on and said, turn right here. It had me going 14 miles to get the Cracker Barrel. You can't depend fully on... I stopped the other day and I was going to see a house and it said, your location is on your left. And I looked to the left and there's an empty field. No, that's not the house. There ain't nothing there but mud. You went another mile and a half and there's the house. So it's not always dependable. It's not always right on. But Jesus, God is dependable. God is always on time. God is always on target. He's dependable. He gives dependable directions and powerful protection. Our personal relationship with Christ links us to the spirit and the truth of God and what God is and who God is. And we come together in one body to worship him in spirit and in truth. You didn't come here this morning just because, I hope. You came here because you want to have a relationship with the God of glory. You want to be touched and have needs met and feel his presence with the body of Christ. Jesus gives us life both now and eternally. If you're just living life now and going through the motions, you're going to be sorely disappointed. Oh, you might have fun days and you might have a good time. But this is but a hand's breadth. It's but a vapor. It's but a moment. It's but an instant. Only what's done for Christ will last. He provides life and he gives us the surest model for our own life. He was the ultimate example of what and how we should be. There is no other source of life besides Him. Our response should be to receive that life and allow it to work itself out in our daily experience. There are days and moments, especially when driving at times, that I wish I had a little button I could push and zap somebody. You ever been tased with a taser? I wish I could tase some people just by pushing a button. They cut you off, or they don't turn when they're supposed to, or they stop at a green light. Had a guy sit at a green light the other day, just sit there. The entire green light. Everybody's honking, including myself. What's he do? He just sits there. He was on his phone texting. Didn't move. Finally, he looked up and it's yellow and he goes and we're all stuck at the red light. Zap. But God, thank God, God is not like that. He has mercy and love and forgiveness for us. And there is a way of salvation for us. Today, our focus is on the fact that Jesus is the truth. The truth. Now, I don't know how many people here has ever been lied to. I see almost every hand. Should I see every hand? Has everybody been lied to at least once in your life? Maybe. Okay, let's see how honest we are. How many people here has ever lied? I don't see your hand, you're probably lying right now. And Jesus sees you. You heard about the burglar that broke into the house and he knew there was a parrot in the corner. And he heard this voice. It said, Jesus sees you and I do too. He took his flashlight out and he found the parrot. Oh, it's just the parrot. Jesus sees you and I do too. Be quiet, parrot. He says, oh no, Jesus sees you and I do too. And he's, who is Jesus? And he begins to look around. He looks down. There's a Rottweiler right there. And the parrot goes, sick him, Jesus. If you didn't raise your hand right there, sick him, Jesus. Yeah. But our focus today is going to be on truth. Jesus is our source of intimate knowledge of God. His answers and his teachings and his commands were right. There was no shadow of dishonesty or falsehood or lying. There was none of that in his life. He didn't have to lie. He didn't have to spread falseness. Our response should be to believe in him and to put into practice what he has taught us. Jesus' exclusive claim is unmistakable. It forces an unconditional response. His self-description invalidates alternative plans of salvation. There is but one way. There is but one God. And there is one truth. Amen. Some would say that a single way is entirely too restrictive. And there's more ways than this one way. But that attitude fails to see the desperate state of the human condition. We are all sinners. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. That there is a way at all is evidence of God's grace and love and mercy for you. Oh, I thank God for His blood. I thank God for His mercy. I thank God for His forgiveness and His way of salvation that He has made possible for you and I to come to Him and find a way get through not only this life, but as we pass through into the next. The state of human rebellion can be seen in this. We are like people drowning at sea who are graciously thrown a life-saving rope, but who respond by insisting that we deserve a choice of several ropes, along with the option of just swimming into safety if we so choose. But there are not several ropes. There are not several ways or options. Jesus is the truth. The truth. The only truth. And the only way to salvation of a man's soul. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We shall look at the second of Jesus' self-declared names in John 14 and verse 6, which is the truth. This is a profound name that can be unpacked as an acronym, examining each letter in the word and what is it might represent, the word truth. Truth. I begin to think about this word truth and trust, and you've got to trust in God. You've got to put your trust in God. You've got to have truth. So the first T would be trust. When Jesus calls himself the truth, he is telling us fundamentally that he is trustworthy or worthy of trust. I trust him. So many times we trust people who are not worthy of our trust. You've got to have trust in a relationship. You've got to have trust in your pastor. You've got to have trust in your significant other. You've got to have trust in your brother or your sister. Brother Timur, come help me this morning. Good to see you in the house of the Lord today. There is a trust. There is a relationship that was birthed here several years ago. I was introduced by Brother Charlie and went and prayed over their home and their children and began a Bible study, and there's been a relationship. Now, you want to see ultimate trust. Come here, Brother Timur. I hope you trust me this morning, because you're fixing to fall if you don't. Hold my hands here. Put your feet up against my feet. Grab onto me. Don't let go. I got to trust you too. Oh. Yeah. Now, lean back. If I don't trust him and he lets go, I fall. If I let go, he falls. Now, seeing as I'm the heavier of the two, it ain't fun. Yeah, are you? How do you like that right there? But there's trust. And when there's trust, you can hold on to truth. When there's trust in a relationship, you can hold on to truth. Did you hear me? You can hold on to God. The devil might be attacking you on every front, but you can just lean back and let God cradle you and hold you, because you are living in truth. And we worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, if I let go, he falls. Can I tell you this morning, God never lets go. God never lets go. You know who? Yeah, thank you. You know who lets go? We do. God's still standing there with arms wide open. Come unto me. All is well. You're forgiven. You can make it. You can do it. Pick yourself up. I've made a way of salvation. He's still standing there waiting to hold you. But we let go and we fall. Where there's trust, you can have truth. So many times we trust people who are not worthy of our trust. That's why some of us are embittered or cynical or angry or suspicious or depressed and fearful. We once trusted someone and they proved to be unworthy of our trust. Some of us have vowed never to trust people again. However, I bring you good news this morning. I know this is Sunday school, but I am fired up this morning. He will not fail you. Jesus will not fail you. You may fail him. You may give up on him. You may turn loose of him, but he will be there. He will be there. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Not only that, he has sent his comforter to guide you and to cradle you and to hold you and to walk with you. He's never going to fail you. So, precious lady or man of God, the next time you say, and I heard this the other day from a coworker, all men are dogs. All men are they're dogs. They're just dogs. Remember that Jesus wrapped himself in flesh and was a man. Yeah. Jesus is the man you can trust. So when you say that all men are dogs, remember who you're talking about. And to all the men out there who say, Women will do you in. They'll just do you in. I would like to remind you that Jesus was born of a woman. Without the help of a man. Yeah. Mary was a virgin. She conceived Jesus, and she was a virgin when she gave birth to him. No matter what your experience has been in life, no matter who has hurt you in life, Jesus is the man born of a woman who is trustworthy. You can put your trust and your faith and your fear and your doubt and your mistrust and your disappointment in Jesus. Just give it all to him and let him wrap you in his arms. Let him love you and begin to build this relationship of trust with him. Trust. T. The next letter in truth is R. R. How do we know that Jesus is trustworthy? Jesus, the truth, is trustworthy because he is right. R stands for right. Truth is that which is right. It is reality. What Jesus says is right, and what he does is right. And we follow his teachings not because they sound good or because they make sense, but because they are right. They're right. Jesus was right when he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," in Matthew 6:33. He was right when he said, "A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth," in Luke 12:15. A person's true life is not made up of things he owns, no matter how right or rich he may be. Jesus was right when he said in Matthew 5:11, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." He was right when he said in Matthew 5:44, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." I've had a problem with that one. Lord, I pray for them. God, let a Mack truck hit them. But you can't have that attitude. You got to put them in God's hands and trust that God's going to take care of it. God, zap them. No, it's really not the right attitude. God, you bless them. God, you make a way for them. Lord, help them to make it to heaven. Help them to find right relationship with you. Help them to find that truth that's right. That's right. Jesus is right because of what he says and because of what he does. His contemporaries thought he was wrong. They thought he was wrong to fellowship with tax collectors and with sinners. They thought he was wrong to go heal on the Sabbath. How dare he heal a man on the Sabbath? They thought he was wrong to speak to women and Gentiles. They thought he was wrong to go to Jerusalem and wrong to accept death at the hands of religious and political leaders. You can overcome some things in your own personal life when you realize in your personal situation, it was the religious and political leaders that pushed to kill him. How better am I? How much greater am I? Who am I? I'm nothing. He is everything. If they killed him, why won't they kill? They'll kill me in a second. Jesus is truth. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the life. You've got to put your trust in him because he is right. They just didn't understand it then, but time has proved Jesus, the truth, right. He was right when he went through so much. He was right when he died on the cross and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He was right. Redeemed. Redeemed. You and I can now stand and say, "Redeemed, redeemed. I've been redeemed. There is a way for me to make it through this. There is a plan of salvation. I can make it to heaven now. I can have a way to live in right relationship with God." Jesus as the truth is trustworthy. He is trustworthy because he is right. And the truth is trustworthy because it is unyielding. T-R-U, unyielding. A woman who enrolled in the same algebra course four times said she repeated the course so many times because she was tired of arguing with her classmates about everything in the world and wanted to study something she couldn't argue about. Mathematical computations do not yield to political pressures or money or ravages of time. Jesus is the truth. You can't argue that. Life, like mathematics, he is unyielding. Satan couldn't break him. Herod couldn't threaten him. Ananias and Sapphira couldn't intimidate him. A bloodthirsty mob couldn't daunt him. A shout from Palm Sunday's crowd couldn't seduce him. Betrayal and denial by his own disciples couldn't dissuade him. He is God. He is God. He robed himself in flesh as man, and he came and laid down his life for you and for me. He even refused to yield to death in the grave because when they thought they had him, he rose to stoop no more. He is still Lord and Savior. Death couldn't take him. He yielded himself. He yielded himself to death. He forgave us for killing him. He is God. Thank God for his blood. Thank God for his mercy and his love and his unyielding will. He is still Lord and Savior, no matter what the sin or the problem, no matter who is in the White House or who is in the jailhouse, no matter how long you've been lost or how far down you've fallen, Jesus is still who he has always been, trustworthy, right, and unyielding. You can't change the Word of God. The Word of God is what the Word of God is. You can't add an I, take an I away, add a tittle or delete a tittle. You've got to just take it as it is. And if it says it in the Word of God, I want to do it. I want to live it. I want to have the promises of God in my life and the blessings of God in my life. How do I do that? I get in proper process with the things of God and the people of God. Hallelujah. He is God. He is God. No matter whether you have a PhD or no degree at all, or whether you're a millionaire or you're a homeless beggar, he is still Jesus, your Lord and Savior. You can't deny it. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. I hope you do believe it. But if you don't, he's still God. Jesus is truth because he is trustworthy. And he is trustworthy because he is right and unyielding. What's more, he's truth is born out of the testimonies of others. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. When we think about the millions of people who have believed in Jesus' name without regret, those who claim that nobody but Jesus healed them, saved them, delivered them, answered their prayers for them, and made ways for them, all of them couldn't be wrong. When I think about those who have lived and died believing him, when I think about all those who are alive now who call him Savior and Lord, oh, what a testimony. When I begin to hear the stories of what God's done for men and women in this very room this morning, it's not always, he's not always early, but he's always on time. He might not do it the way you or I think it should be done, but he's going to do it. And given his time and his way, we don't even begin to understand his ways. But I can stand before you today and say he is truth. He is God. He is all power, all mercy, all grace, all love, all forgiveness. He is awesome. Hallelujah. Jesus is truth because he is trustworthy. And he is trustworthy because he is right. He is unyielding throughout the testimonials about him. And he is truth because he is honorable. He is honorable. Honorable. Jesus is honorable. If he says it, he will do it. Because he's honorable. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Because he is honorable. Now you might turn on him. You might walk away from him. But when you find yourself like the prodigal son and you make your way home, he'll be there standing, waiting. Not just standing, running to you. Embracing you with love and mercy and salvation and all the beautiful gifts that he gives us. He will not take advantage of your faith or your love and trust because he is honorable. Honorable. He will not put you out on a limb and then leave you hanging there to make it on your own. As a little boy, one of my first hunting trips that my dad and uncle brought me to the woods, and I didn't sit in a stand with my dad. First time I'd ever, they put me up in a tree. I'm a gorilla, not a monkey, so I don't care for trees much. I like to climb some, but I'm still a gorilla, not a monkey. Even then, I was just a gorilla, not a monkey. Some of you were smiling. I take that as good faith and humor, but there you go. It's a fact. It's reality. They put me in this tree and they leave me there. With a little thing of crackers. I think I had a little bottle of water. And it was cold. And I was afraid. I was by myself. I had a shotgun, of all things. If I'd have shot it, it'd have blown me out of the tree. But I was sitting on this little limb and kind of had a unique tree. You could lean back against another limb. And my faith was tried that day because I kept thinking, God, what happens if I fall out of this tree? Nobody's going to know where I'm at. All these little things begin to come in my mind. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to get out of here. And I began to panic. I was scared. My dad was gone. I didn't know where he went. I didn't remember how to get out of there. It was dark when we came in. So about mid-morning, I had had all the torment I could take. Almost fell out of the tree, but I made it out of the tree. And I was so scared. I had a little 90 Honda three-wheeler. It's how I have the scar on the back of my head, by the way. Another story, another time. But I had this little three-wheeler. I went over and I tried to crank it. Wouldn't you know it wouldn't crank? The first time it never cranked was that day. I was terrified. No road, just a little trail, and it weaved through these cedars in West Texas and in Rock Springs, Texas, and there was rocks everywhere, and I'd seen a snake go by. I was terrified. So I took off on foot. Bright me being scared and panicking. It was cold. Well, I got hot. I was sweating. So I took off my hat and I threw it down. I took off my jacket and I threw it down. I didn't know which direction I was going. I was weaving in and out and I was going. I was down to my t-shirt and my blue jeans. And there was a trail for about a mile. I went over a mile. And I was crying, and I was scared, and I was alone. I left my gun at the tree, which was dumb because I thought was a wolf after me. I'm terrified. I was mad at my daddy. How dare he leave me in this tree? Oh, they left. They abandoned me. They didn't love me. They left me here to die. These wolves are going to get me. Freezing cold. Stripped down to my t-shirt and my blue jeans. Walking in a direction I didn't know where I was going. I was lost. And then I heard a voice. Chris! Where are you? They were searching for me. I'll never forget the day I heard that voice screaming my name.
a warmth came over me. I'm saved. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to make it. And they came up. And my dad grabbed me and just held me and loved me. You're okay, son. It's all right. After he got me to stop crying, what were you thinking? Oh, Dad, I thought you left me. No, son. Dad, I thought you didn't care about me. I thought you didn't love me. You gave up on me. You left me out here to die. No, I left you in a tree with a gun and told you to stay there until I came back. But, Daddy, I got scared. I was terrified, Dad. There ain't much that scares me now, but then, whew. Living for God and going through life is a lot like that experience. All of us are on different levels and places and times of our life. We've all been scared. We've all faced things that aren't comfortable. Sometimes we feel all alone and we begin to throw things aside that we need. I needed those gloves for warmth. I needed that jacket for comfort. I needed that thing on my head to keep my body temperature warm. We begin to forsake things that are important to us. We begin to forsake things of God that matter in our life. And we begin to run in any direction we can because we're lost and we're scared and we're alone. People have let us down. We don't know what to do. And then you begin to hear the Word of God ringing through. Keep following me. Keep trusting me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You're going to make it. I'm standing with open arms to embrace you. Take all of your fears, all of your doubts, all of your worries away. We come back and we find ourselves in the presence of God. He never left us. He put us in that trial to prove us, to test us, to temper us. Hold on to God. Hold on to truth. Hold on to the things of God. Situations will come that you don't understand. I am a walking, talking testimony of this. Things will happen in your life that you don't feel are fair, but just hold on to the things of God and the Word of God and the ways of God. No matter what happens, just embrace truth. Embrace Him. Embrace His love and His mercy. It's all going to happen for a reason. It's all happening for a reason, and you're going to be better for it. You're going to make it through, but hold on. Hold on. Don't let go of truth. Don't let go of God. Don't let go of your passion and your love and the people who care for you. Hold on to truth. Trust in what's right. With unyielding faith, with a testimony, and be honorable in all things. Jesus is a truth because He is honorable, born out of testimonies of unyielding righteousness and trustworthiness. Because Jesus is a truth, is unyieldingly righteous and worthy of honor and trust, the holy angels join the testimony of saints here and gone, bowing with heaven and earth to adore Him. Oh, I can't wait to hear that heavenly cry. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, which is to come. God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. It is the name of Jesus, who is truth. That one day at that name, every knee will bow in heaven and in earth and even under the earth. And they shall bow and every tongue confess that He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He is truth. He is truth. Maybe you find yourself this morning like I was as a little boy, running down a trail, lost, hurting, alone. Maybe it's a situation or something that nobody else knows about. God does. Maybe it's a hurt or a pain that you've harbored for years, or a feeling of dissatisfied and not trusting. You put on a good front, but inside you're broken. Can I tell you, turn to Jesus today. Trust Him today. Let truth shine light into your life. And let His love and mercy embrace you and hold you and pick you up. Because when you are wrapped in His arms, everybody else can fail. Everybody else can go away. Everybody else can let you down. But you're holding on to God. You're holding on to that trust and that truth. He's going to make a way. He's going to provide for you. He's going to open doors for you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you today. We thank you for your love and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for being the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you, God, for each and every family represented here today. God, I pray that this Sunday school class has touched somebody's heart. Let us move forward in victory, in newness of life, knowing that you are the way, the truth, and the life. You are trustworthy. You are righteous. You are unyielding. You give us a testimony, and you are honorable in all things. I give you praise and glory. I ask that you continue to bless us in our worship service to come. Touch every musician, every singer, every worshiper. In Jesus' name, let us go forth worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Amen and amen. Everybody said amen. God bless you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back for morning worship. Greet somebody. In Jesus' name.